Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's National Kidney Week. Talking kidneys now with Professor Erica Jones, clinician in nephrology. What's wrong with me today? Nephrology and hypertension and acute care in medicine. Professor, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. I'm just stumbling over every second word today. clinician. I don't know why it just jumps out at me. And nephrology. Let's get it right. Nephrology. So, Professor, what is essentially, let's kick off the discussion around our kidneys. What is the primary function of our kidneys?
I kind of think of the kidneys as having four main functions, and obviously the first we know because of it's in urine, we're getting rid of water, liquid, and we're also getting rid of waste products in that. But there are other really important endocrine or hormonal functions, managing hemoglobin, which gives us energy and carries oxygen around the body, but also managing the calcium and phosphate balances. Very important, and that keeps your bones strong, keeps your arteries flexible, and obviously just generally gives you a sense of well-being. So it's a multitude of functions that the kidney has, which is why it's so important to keep them healthy.
And how do you know if you've got a kidney problem?
So it's very difficult to say for the vast majority of cases. It is one of the silent killers.
Mm-hmm.
People often don't know that they've got kidney failure until it's right at the end stage of kidney failure. So realistically, you have to monitor it and look for it.
And causes? I mean, what would be typically your common causes?
So the commonest causes in South Africa are hypertension, diabetes, HIV, and then you've got the diseases that affect kind of primarily the kidney, which are called glomerulonephritis, which is even more of a mouthful, but basically a primary kidney disease. But the most common ones are diabetes, HIV, and hypertension.
And why do these make sort of someone more vulnerable as such, though?
Well, the kidney is quite a sensitive organ in that the blood vessel system is really, really cleverly made up of a very neat network of capillaries that filter the blood. And this capillary network is so sensitive to changes in blood pressure, which is why it's sensitive to high blood pressure or hypertension. And then diabetes attacks the kidney quite aggressively by laying down protein that is unmanageable. Basically, sugar-laden protein is deposited in the glomerular network. That's the capillary network that filters the blood. And that's why the kidney is so sensitive to diabetes and high blood pressure. And because of the vasculature is so important in the vessels, the vasculature is so important in the kidney, and diabetes and high blood pressure attack the vessels, this is why the kidney is sensitive to high blood pressure and sugar. But then HIV on its own can actually go and attack the kidney, which is why the kidney is sensitive to HIV.
And essentially, are there sort of food types or drinks that one should be, you know, just cautious of?
So if you are healthy, then basically you want to have a healthy, balanced diet. Lots of fresh fruit, vegetables. Mostly we're supposed to drink water, avoid sugary drinks or sweet drinks, and grains are fine and healthy. A small amount of protein is absolutely fine. Kind of the closer to the natural product, the healthier it is, and the less likely it is to cause damage. And then avoiding salt, avoid sugar. That's kind of the basis of a healthy lifestyle. Once you've got established kidney disease, then things become very different because your body can't then manage the waste products of various food substances. And then you have to manage things like potassium and phosphate in the diet so that you can manage it. And that really now becomes something that you have to engage with the healthcare professional, often with a dietitian involved, so that you can make sure you have a diet that is geared towards you and what you want to do, but also towards the kidney failure.
Professor, thank you so much. It's National Kidney Week, so look after your kidneys. You need them and they need you. Professor Erica Jones, clinician in nephrology and hypertension and acute care medicine. Professor, thank you so much for your time.